about the game franchises that need to die. Sonic Edition. And then, and then a bit of context first, dude. He doesn't say it, but he's talking about Super Smash Brothers Brawl that's coming out. Okay, and Sonic is a character in that game. So, okay. He goes, Sonic was announced last Tuesday, then 2 days later, Nintendo announced that they delay the game until February the 10th in America. Nintendo better use that time to get rid of Sonic. Sonic is no longer considered Mario's rival because he kissed a human girl in front of Amy fucking Rose. He had a gun-toting racist stereotype for a look-alike, and his voice by Jason Griffith, one of four kids' god-shitting voice actors. He even ripped off Metal Gear Solid with Sonic Adventure 2. Shadow being an artificial life form built for combat like Snake. Rouge being a government agent like Snake. Three of the bosses resembling fruity-colored Metal Gears. Talks about bioweapons, military warfare, and politics. Ring any fucking bells. If they don't, Sonic will ruin Smash Brothers, Nintendo, Solid Snake, and Kojima just as he will to Mario in the Beijing Olympics crossover. And with that BioWare RPG, he will also bring that group and their new owners, EA, to bankruptcy. Very soon, Sega will sell to Sonic any of the better developers in hopes that their mascot will do to them what they did to his creators. When they're not doing it, they'll either rip off these more superior games in ways that would scar even the companies whose Sonic games ripped off, or take these other characters and throw them into their own games. Imagine Shadow and Halo. Imagine Sonic and Tails and Knuckles replacing Mickey and Donald and Goofy in Kingdom Hearts. And imagine Sonic having sex with Meryl or Rosemary or Eva or even Raiden for that matter. Soon, Sega and Sonic will bring back the video game crash of 1983, and nothing can stop it or restore from it. All of gaming as we know it will die forever.
Oh my God. Wow.
This guy hates Sonic.
Sonic
he
has
just
power.
Fucking hates it.
So then the same day, he posts,
oh, good.
Imagine Mario and Snake watching Elise kiss Sonic. This is the thread title. Because Mario and Solid Snake from Metal Gear are also in Smash Brothers Brawl. Mm-hmm. So what's setting them off here is that Sonic is also in their company. So in this
big could happen. This
mashup
this
in this guy's head, yeah, he.
This
I mean,
is a
this
plausible
is kind of
scenario he's about to lay out.
He's working out. So, how disgusted would these characters and possibly the rest of Smash Brothers roster be if they saw Elise kiss Sonic like during the awful next-gen Sonic final storyline? Do you think they'd want Sonic in Brawl, even though he lost to both Shadow and Silver like a wimp, raped a human girl while saying, don't cry, just smile, so much he gets killed for no reason at all and kissed by that human girl in front of Amy friggin' Rose? For me, if they did, I'd bet they'd be begging for the sweet release of death. No game character would ever want a human girl rapist voiced by awful four kids voice actor Jason Griffith with too many annoying, forgettable friends, including the gun-toting racist stereotype in their games. Elise, a character from Next Gen Sonic, whom she is to this awful game as Chris was to the equally atrocious anime Sonic X, the princess of Lifeless Kingdom, Soliana, keeper of the so-called Flames of Disaster, and had the demon Iblis imprisoned in her body by her father during childhood. She, like Sonic and his god lifeless friends and rivals, is a plot device thrown in there to advance the story. And the relationship with Sonic is also thrown together at the last minute to artificially lengthen this awful storyline as opposed to help deliver characters like any interrelationship should be.
Hair, hair.
Well.
Almost done. Sonic cheated on Amy for this woman and kept it a secret from her when he gets kissed by Elise in front of Amy Rose. And they at least had Mephiles, one of the main villains of the awful game, aside from Iblis, trick Amy into getting revenge on Sonic for cheating on her for Elise, as opposed to just Silver and Shadow.
I'm going to end there.
There's not much more. I don't even know what it's saying.
I stopped knowing what it's saying 10 minutes ago. What the?
He's just so bummed out. Okay, she goes.
It's an understatement.
There would be a love triangle. Sonic's character would actually develop, and the storyline would be somewhat decent. But no, the best they did was to turn Sonic into a complete wimp all the way to killing him, just as an excuse to build suspense, then have Elise be like Chaos Emeralds. Give me the shrimp to violently rape Sonic's corpse in hopes that they'd wake up and continue cheating on Amy for me, and then have her kiss Sonic.